third and six. Chargers bring four. Jones steps up in the tight window. Guess who? Stripling with another catch and a big gain across the 35. R.J. Mickens finally halts him, but a 22.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I know Eagle of the NFL Network. He's talented. Jones hitting, he's one of the best, Noah Eagle, I would say. Oh, I thought you meant Stribling.
Oh, I was talking about Eagle, Mr. Eagle.
49ers, young players looked pretty good yesterday. They beat the Chargers 41-17. And why don't I just take some calls?
Let's do it.
There's been people some wait. There's been some people
I'll
waiting.
See them.
And I think I'm going to give them a crack at it. And I don't know what they're going to bring up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love it.
Let's go to Joel in Berkeley. Hey, Joel, what's going on? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say a couple of things. First of all, I mean, can you guys give me your version of the Pods hate? What are you hearing?
Oh, boy. I think, first of all, I'm not in this group, but I think there are a lot of Warrior fans that, well, I know there are a lot of Warrior fans that they just don't like Pods. They think he's a little too big for his britches. They think that he's too much of a favorite of Steve Kerr's. I think some fans think he gets a little preferential treatment. I think that he got himself into trouble with a couple quotes about Steph Curry and what his role may be in the future. And I think that some fans believe that he gets an outsized share of the credit when the Warriors play well.
And I'll add this, all true, and I agree, but I'll add this. It doesn't matter now, but I feel like people think Pod's got a silver spoon and preferential treatment. And the Kuminga part, when people were pro Kuminga, felt like, why can't he get the chances or opportunities to make mistakes and stay in the game when Pods was felt like, you know, afforded different luxuries. But I think that has a lot to do with it. But I think it's dying down.
We lost him.
Oh.
I thought we were going to have a dialogue. Maybe he'll call back. Anyway, I don't know how much we're going to get into this. I just kind of brought it up at the beginning of at the end of last segment, and that's just Evan had brought something up with Adamas, and he feels like Adamas is really in the doghouse with Giants fans.
He's the leader right down the bay, I believe.
Okay, we got Joel back. Hey, Joel. So yeah, those were a couple of the things we were thinking about. You know, why some fans don't like Brandon Pajemski.
Okay, well, I'm a Pods lover. And I think it's odd to me I think Steiny, you're down on this plus minus stat, but I really like the plus minus. And if you look at like who's really great at it, it kind of just reads right down there like the guys who are really contributing. And I think Pods is a much lighter skinned version of Andre Iguodala. You know, he does all the stuff that nobody notices. Defensively, way better rebounder than people give him credit for. And I think honestly, if the dude was shooting over 40% on threes, fans would love him. And that's basically it. You got to give him a chance to, polish his game. And the fact that he said, hey, someday I want to be better than Steph, man, you know, it's like that Dancing with the Stars thing or whatever it used to be, the guy that did the music show. You know, keep your feet on the ground, keep reaching for the stars.
Yeah.
As long as he's putting in the work and trying hard, why not shoot for, hey, I want to be better than Steph one day? I mean, you know, there's 18,000 little kids out there right now jacking up threes from beyond the driveway at their garage-mounted hoop thinking they're going to be better than Steph one day, and more power to them. I hope they all are. But, you know, I mean, the dude's got some dreams.
Hey, Joel, I'll give you this.
Into a microphone.
Yeah, Joel, I'll give you this. For you know, I'm a fan too. Forget the fans; his team loves him and appreciates him.
Yeah, and that says something. Nobody on the team is like, man, I can't believe Pajemski's still here. Nope, you don't hear that. And I mean, you know, nobody on a team would say stuff like that into a microphone unless
that's
the guy was real.
That's true.
But also, go ahead. My other thing on your Steve Young, Joe Montana comparison there. Remember when Monte Ellis got traded? How did the fans take that? And yet, how long did it take Steph Curry to turn that around?
Mm. Yep.
You know?
It's a fair point.
Steve Young, one championship.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thanks, Joel. Appreciate the call.
I was hurt when they traded him, Steiny.
Yeah, I mean,
but look, I wasn't mad at Bogut, you know?
I believe, I mean, as long as we're going to talk about this, yeah, to me, in the grand scheme of things, Pods gets an outsized share of the blame for whatever's going on with the Warriors. He's the opposite of a fan favorite. There's just no doubt about it. And my question is less now about why, because I think we know why certain fans aren't crazy about Pods. The bigger question to me at this point is, can he ever come back from that? Like, will he ever, was Mike Dunleavy, after the first two or three years, was he ever going to come back from the way fans felt about him his first 3 years? He might have been able to turn it around, but he never did. What? And so the question it almost doesn't matter anymore why people might not like Pods or a segment. Question is, can he come back from it? Can he ever be successful here? That's my question.
And my answer would be, and this is why I keep going back to Adamus, what's Pods' job, Steiny, when it's all said and done? Not to be the one, not to be the superstar, but to be Steady Freddy. And I think he's on that street and has pretty much done that. But guys like Adamus and guys like Mike Dunleavy, when their job is to be the guy, and then maybe you're something below that, a couple levels, or maybe even further, that's where I think the shade comes in. But as far as the Pods, can he turn it around? Like, he doesn't need to turn his play around. Obviously, they can all improve. But I feel like if he's still Steady Freddy and we find out they extend him, the Pod's experience will be, I'll never be a superstar, but can I just not mess it up and help? And, you know, I didn't agree with the Iguodala comp, but he does rebound and do a lot of other things. But the bottom line is, he doesn't have to be a superstar, Steiny. But then you could retort and say, well, Goo, why is there hate? Or, why do some people hate him? And I know you don't like this, but I subscribe to it, and it's still, the residue is there. Why is he able to make mistakes and stay in the game, and Kuminga can't? Now, Kuminga's gone and moved on, and I think that bodes well for Pods.
What doesn't bode well for Pods is if he gets a contract extension this year. If Pods gets a contract extension this year, it's going to make this thing more of a focus if he gets a contract extension this year. And again, my question is, you know, have there ever been any players in the Bay that have become somebody who has alienated a part of the fan base, and are they ever able to get it back and kind of come full circle and be somebody that everybody supports?
I got a name for you. You tell me what you think.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in my top five receivers of all time. Terrell Owens. I think he alienated the fan base to the point to where he alienated the team, and they got rid of him. But, you know, he was a rising star, and then he turned into a star. But then do you think the fans turned on him?
I got to be honest with you. That was a long time ago. I'm struggling to remember the details, to be absolutely honest with you. His was a name that had come up, though. I just kind of...
He turned into a diva, man. I love it.
No doubt. I mean, I guess the one difference between Terrell, Owens and Pods is Owens was a superstar.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we knew that he was a superstar. So, you know, Pods, I think... takes a lot of heat because people think he thinks he's a superstar.
Not that man.
Though he never has said anything remotely close to that, other than, he'd like to carry on the legacy of Steph Curry and Draymond and Clay and all those guys. Mm. Let's go to Big Smoothie.
Our man.
Big Smoothie's in Oakland. What's up, Smooth?
Hey. Joe barely cares because he made a lot of money and people thought he was lackadaisical.
Yeah.
Did Marcy say she dreamed about me, or did I imagine? Did Marcy say she had a dream about me? No, that was something else.
No, that was Snoop, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought she said Smooth. Oh. You said Snoop, I thought she said Smooth.
Listen, sorry, baby.
I'm going to put this Pod stuff to bed, okay? Because I'm a critic, but I just want to see him get better. Go back and look at the draft. Okay. There's only five people... Victor, you got Wimby, you got Brandon Millers, Amen Thompson, Osir Thompson. And then you got Scoot Henderson. Well, I'd rather have Pods than Scoot Henderson. Anthony Black, I'd rather have Potts. Colby, Potts. Jarice Walker. All these people were picked before him. Potts. Taylor Hendricks, Potts. Kaysen Wallace. I'd go either one. Jet Howard, Potts. So what I'm saying is, if you look at that draft, Potts picked at, what, 19?
Yeah.
Potts is clearly in the top six in that draft.
Right.
The top six players in that draft are going to get extended. Stop it. Stop it, Warriors fans. That was a good pick. If you go look at that class, we won that pick. And in terms of, if you look at the other players, there's a lot of busts in that. I won't call them busts, but there's a lot of players that were picked before Pods, that Pods is better.
Yeah, Smooth. They certainly haven't. Gotten to the point where Pods is at.
Smooth, I'm going to fight you on this, and I like Pods, but I'm taking Black and Scoot.
Tell me how you're going to fight me on this.
I'm taking Black and Smooth.
Tell me how you're going to fight me on this.
I'm taking Black and Scoot over Pods. That's just what I'm doing. That's all.
You're tripping.
Come on, man.
Come
on, man.
What is Scoot Henderson doing?
He's a better basketball player. He's a better basketball player, Smooth. It's okay.
How?
We disagree.
What are you basing that? On
their performance and their skill set and Black.
Oh, you're wrong.
Oh,
look,
stop. You thought LeBron was coming too.
So see, you're holding that against
me? No, I'm not, Smooth. Scoot Henderson is a baller, man. He could play. He ain't reached his potential. He's a baller.
When is he a baller, dude? When is he a baller?
Watch the games, man. Watch the games.
And I've watched it. Yeah. I'm Scoot out of high school. He's not better than Pods right now.
All right. Anthony Black is a pretty good ball player to me, Stoney.
Are we talking about Black or Henderson?
Both of them, for me.
I'd rather have Pods than Scoot Henderson.
I got you.
I mean,
Evan, who would you?
Scoot Henderson,
who would you rather have?
Hasn't even started on the Blazers.
Evan, who would you rather have?
Between Henderson and Pajemski?
Yeah,
Pajemski.
It's all right.
No, I was just asking.
Hey, 2 inches off?
Yeah.
Hey.
Well,
nobody's saying you're wrong except Big Smooth.
Right.
The point is, I think we can all agree, Pods was a good pick at 19. People who are listening right now might be thinking, why are we talking about Pods? Well, it's just kind of, we come in with some ideas and then things happen. So the bottom line is, Evan and I were... And Goo were on a thread last night, and Evan said, man, Adamas is like the new Pods. It feels like he's really caught the wrath of Giants fans.
And I agree with that.
And my thought was, you know, when that happens, if you're telling me Adamas is in Pods territory, my feeling is, you know, when that happens to a player at home, all right, it's not a guy who's going on the road and is a villain. It's a guy who... plays at home and isn't well liked, it doesn't work out. It just doesn't work out. And I think you hit the nail on the head without realizing it when you're saying, you know, Pods just has to be Pods and, you know, keep doing what he's doing and getting better.
Yeah.
I don't think that's enough because there's too many fans that don't think what he does is good enough. And so I just find it's going to be hard for Pods to win over a certain segment of the fan base, whatever percentage that fan base is made up of.
Well, we've had, and you've quoted, and you tell me if I'm misquoting you, Brian Sabian on, and he shared with us that when he was running it, they cared what the fans thought. Now, this is a two-way street, and I'm going to veer off here. If I'm the Warriors organization, Stoney, you're not dare saying – because I believe they love Pods, that they would be a bit reluctant to give Pods or re-up Pods because of this, if we could call it, shout out Nelly, a dilemma.
Would you, if you were Mike Dunleavy, Joe Lacob, would you have to put it in the equation that you know the fan base feels a certain way about Pods that maybe you don't think is fair?
Ah, Donnie, If he's doing his job, and I think they think he's doing his job, my answer would be we're in love with the player, and hopefully this thing will get – but, man, I can't not, you know, reward him when we like him, but the fan base for whatever reason does.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. The one guy that I can compare Pods to is Mike Dunleavy. Dunleavy was not well-liked. Now, he was the third pick, so people expected more from him. But the reality of the situation is Mike Dunleavy was not a fan favorite here. He sometimes got booed at home. There was a lot of frustration over his lack of emotion. And guess what? He got a contract extension, all right? And it got no better. In fact, it got a little worse. And then eventually Dunleavy was traded along with Troy Murphy.
Now, let me jump in real quick. Did his game get better, Stani? Isn't that a big part of it? Because I would lean toward
well,
I
don't know. Did Dunleavy's game get better? I mean, he didn't play a ton as a rookie. Then he played a little more. He kind of got buried under Musselman. Then Montgomery came, and he got a little more time. But what I'm getting at is, you know, Mike Dunleavy was the third pick, and he wasn't an impact player. I thought he was okay. I thought he was a good role player. But that was never going to be enough, ever here. And that's the feeling I'm starting to get about Pods is, like, he's not going to average 23-9 next year, so everyone's just going to fall in love with him. He's probably going to get better, marginally better, but it's not going to be good enough for a segment of the fans that doesn't like him. And it never will, I don't think.
But the organization is a different thing.
Well, I don't know.
They're looking at him as a positive.
You tell me.
Yeah, I would bet my right arm that he's getting a new deal.
Okay. But that, I'm just telling, that will not
go over.
Like, just
well.
Understand yeah. that's not going to change the dynamic, and it may make it worse.
Mm.
So all I'm saying is the dynamic probably won't go away if he signs a contract here. But, you know, this is the kind of discussion I love. If you're Mike Dunleavy and you're Joe Lacob and you're Steve Kerr, and hell, even if you're Brandon Pajemski, and you're all aware that the fan base doesn't like him for whatever reason. Mm. I mean, it's got to be a part of your discussion about whether you're going to extend him or not. It's not going to be the reason you do it one way or the other. But, I mean, for all I mean, if Pods were more sensitive, he might be like, I'm not re-signing here because I don't think I'm treated fairly.
But to his credit, he's not, you know?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. He's never said it.
Mm.
But, of course, then the segment of fans that don't like Pods would be like, great, perfect. Then he gets out of here. Mm. So I'm just telling you that it's not a productive situation, and it's tough to get back from that once that thing snowballs.
Mm.
And it's also not the best environment to put a guy in that you need to improve if he's in an environment where he feels like it's negative all the time. Let's go to Glenn in Dublin. Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. Really love this show. Love the topic. Wanted to call in and give my take on why I think people don't like Brandon Pajemski. And I think there's two reasons for me. One reason is related to Jonathan Kuminga. I was a Jonathan Kuminga fan, and I think to see how Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Pajemski were treated on the court in terms of their playing time, to see that comparison in full display, I thought to me showed the favoritism and why I think fans don't like, a certain segment of the fan base doesn't like Pods. I think the other reason for me is I think there's an existential crisis with some of the fan base. And I'd love your thoughts on this. Love if you could put a segment on this. But I think there's a certain part of the fan base that is hardcore fans of Stephen Curry. And I think they built their following based on, you know, rooting for Steph Curry and cheering for Steph Curry and reporting and saying everything great about Steph Curry. And I think now when you have someone like a Pajemski come in and say, hey, I want to be better than Steph Curry, I think all of the social media heads out there, big Warriors fans, I think they feel threatened when someone says something like that, that, hey, I built my social media account on rooting for Steph Curry, and here comes someone saying that they're going to be better than Steph Curry. I think the issue isn't with Brandon Pajemski and the things he's said. I think he's a decent draft pick. I think it has more to do with the fan base and peep and the segment of fan base that built their following on Stephen Curry.
Interesting. Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it.
It is fascinating. But
I get on the one hand why people weren't crazy about, you know, I want to be better than Steph Curry. But, like, if you're a Steph Curry fan, it can't be about, well, Pods is going to take minutes from him. I mean, Curry's going to play as much as Curry can play.
But when you have a cult following like that, I'm just wondering, Stein, like, when we were talking to him, you, Evan, and I, face-to-face, Willard came in, point-blank, asked him. He said, you know, if he had it to do over again, he would take it back. But, unfortunately, you can't. But I just can't get off of the organization moving differently or even having a conversation about giving him, you know, making him or continuing to be a part of the future predicated on the fans. And I'm thinking of Nahegan. What if you were just kicking ass as a radio host, and you are, Stani, and maybe some people out here in the Bay didn't like you, but they listen. Would he not? I mean, you would be a fixture. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I don't know. I mean, I don't get booed in the middle of shows. You know what I mean?
Well, we probably do. We just don't know it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a big difference. I'm just saying that, look, I don't want to do a show on why don't like Pods.
Because we'll never get to the reason.
We always get to the reasons. We always know why people don't like him, and they bring up, you know, the same 6 to 8 things. My question is, once he's gotten to this point, and now that he's there, now that any athlete is there, hell, we could use, Brandon Ayuk. In a way, we could use Adamas in a way. I don't think Devers has gotten there, but there have been players, Dunleavy, who just never crawled out of a hole they started in here for whatever reason. And if I were the Golden State Warriors, no, I would not be dictated by what the fans think. But you're damn right, I would be talking to Mike and Joe and saying, you do realize that if we break this guy off 4 years for $90 million, there's going to be a segment of the fans that aren't going to like it. Okay, fine. Big deal. That happens with every deal. Right. Great. We can deal with that. But it's more than that with Pods, and we know it. He's going to have to operate in an environment that won't be very conducive to improving, because people are going to be on him. I'm talking about fans. It's not easy to play in front of fans that don't like you on your home arena, on your home court.
So I know we're up against it. I just got to get this off. Have you noticed he's not been at all the games like he used to, the Valkyrie games? And I just wonder, is that on purpose?
I don't know.
Like if people use that against him, you know? Like Dunleavy didn't say anything to bring vitriol towards him. Adamas, for that matter, but then I look at the Gatorade bass. They used to rub me the wrong way, and I sometimes I'm like, man, how fair is that? But I do notice that he's not at the games, front row, making it about him like he used to be, and I wonder if there's a connection. Like dialing it down.
888-957-9570 is the number. We started talking about Willy Adamas. Has he reached the point where he's not going to be able to win back the fan base? The players ever get to the point where it'll be impossible for them to win back the fans? Is Pods there? Is Adamas there? Is Devers there? Is Dunleavy there as a GM? When does Posey get there, if he does? Hey, no one plans to call a lawyer, but a lot of people wish they had sooner, because after an accident, the clock starts immediately. Insurance companies move fast. They call, they record, they push for answers, and one wrong move, saying too much, signing too early, trusting the process, can cost you thousands. That's why waiting is the biggest mistake you can make. Call Beam Law first, before you speak to insurance, before you agree to anything, and before you risk your case. This isn't just a claim, it's your recovery, it's your income, and it's your future. Beam Law has recovered millions for clients across the Bay Area and has been named Best of the Bay by SF Weekly 4 times. So if you've been injured or lost someone due to someone else's negligence, don't wait. Call Beam Law now at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com, because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.